A story from the life of St. Andrew, as it can be found in the book of John, chapter 1. And we will read verses 35 to 42. John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They say to him, "Rabbi," which is interpreted teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I want you to imagine with me this evening that reading. The wild man crouching low beside the river, the nests of burdock tangling his phalanx of Nazarite hair. He growls and gibbers in tattered phrases of Hebrew as he pounces on a grasshopper. The prophet sniffs it and then slurps it down in a single gulp. A jet of grasshopper juice dribbles down the man's beard onto his wrinkled camel hair tunic. He stands, he hitches up his leather belt. He is all thunder and thorns, this one. He waves a hand at two of his disciples standing nearby, the signal for teaching. And the prophet begins in a mumble. But within the span of 20 seconds, his words have escalated into shouts. He speaks of trees cut down, of roaring, blazing, apocalyptic fires, of snakes skimming the ground away from the blaze. Repeatedly, he quotes the holy words of Isaiah the prophet, straight Hebrew, trained for the priesthood. This Nazarite prophet often forgets to translate as his ignorant disciples bite their lips. The sermon rolls on like a bank of cumulus clouds building towards a lightning bolt. Andrew has heard much of it before. In the past few months, every spare moment, he has been listening to this wild man. After a few nights of fishing, or he has hiked to the man's campsite and napped while this new Elijah has splashed people through the Jordan. He's been around long enough for the wild man to call him disciple and invite him to sit in the brush and ponder the coming apocalypse. Something about John the Baptizer keeps bringing Andrew back. A spiritual electricity crackles in the air around him. In his own words, he is preparing the way of the Lord. Andrew feels that preparation jolt his own soul. The first time he had heard John shout, "Repent!" Something inside of him had caught fire. And the wild man's sermon is nearing its climax. And then the sound of steps. The prophet looks around with twitching eye. A man comes past. And John lifts a trembling finger. "Behold the Lamb of God!" All of the sermons, all of the chewed locusts and naps beside the river have led Andrew to this moment. Prepared him for this moment. He and the other disciples scramble down the shoreline after this lamb. The man turns to them. "What do you seek?" "Rabbi, where do you live?" "Come and see." Sisters and brothers, this evening we remember St. Andrew, often referred to as the Protokletos, the first called one, the first one that Jesus called out. In the remainder of this particular story, of course, he rushes to his brother Simon and says, "We have found the Messiah." A few days later, maybe a few weeks later, we have our gospel reading this evening. Andrew and Peter casting their nets into the Sea of Galilee. "Follow me," Jesus shouts. "I will make you fishers of men." And immediately Andrew drops everything to follow Jesus. And I think we tend to imagine Andrew in that moment, stunned into obedience by that sudden command, "Follow me." "Whoa, okay." And just doing it. But it's important to remember that St. Andrew did not come to Jesus with a blank slate. He was prepared. It's important to remember he was the disciple of John the Baptizer. God had been preparing Andrew for some time, preparing him to encounter Jesus. God had been using the wild man of the desert to shape Andrew in the kind of man who might be curious about the Lamb of God. God had been shaping Andrew through the eccentricities of John the Baptizer to be the kind of person who, when Jesus said, "Follow me," would leave his job and follow Jesus. Long before Andrew met Jesus, God had been at work, preparing Andrew to encounter and then follow Jesus. We tend to forget this reality when we meet other people. We implicitly imagine that God doesn't start working on people until they encounter Jesus or accept Jesus in some way. I remember once an elderly gentleman confessing his fears to me, it's been a number of years ago, about his great-grandson. A great-grandson who had sort of lived an alternating life of hangovers and an obsessive work schedule. But in a strange twist had suddenly gotten into spirituality at the last moment, playing with Ouija boards and some other strange stuff. And the old gentleman was very worried. "He's playing with fire." And it was true. The great-grandson was going down the wrong path. And yet the despair in the old man's voice betrayed something. Betrayed the belief that God wasn't at work in this place. God wasn't at work in this young man's life. A boy just floundering on his own. A hopeless situation. But is that true? St. Andrew would say, no. What if, after a few years of living the whole "let's eat and drink for tomorrow we die" life, what if God has put a kind of John the Baptizer into that young man's life? Something wild, something unpredictable, a sudden desire for spirituality? God is always at work long before we encounter Jesus. Sometimes he uses strange men in camel hair tunics who scarf down grasshoppers. Sometimes he uses silly books from Barnes & Noble on spirits. Sometimes he uses stories about Thor and Odin. In his autobiography, C.S. Lewis, in the book Surprised by Joy, recounts how all the odd tales of Norse mythology, those were what God used to prepare him to see Christ. Think back over your life. Think of the strange experiences, encounters, events, and people that God has used to bring you again and again to Jesus, to prepare you for Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God. Maybe there's someone in your life right now that you are despairing over. They've not yet encountered Jesus walking beside the Jordan. Maybe they're even dabbling in things they shouldn't be. But that doesn't mean they are hopeless. Look around. Where's the John the Baptizer? Where's the man pouncing on grasshoppers, burdock tangles in his hair? God is always at work by His Spirit preparing the way for Christ. The late Eugene Peterson, the Prince of Pastors, once wrote, "When I engage in conversation or visit a home, I am coming in on something that has already been in process for a long time. God has been and is the central reality of that process. The biblical conviction is that God is long beforehand with my soul. God has already taken the initiative." We are all Andrews. God has been at work on us for a long time. And very soon, the person we worry about may just hear the sound of steps beside the river. The baptizer may stand and lift a trembling finger. Behold the Lamb of God. No one is without hope, because God is always preparing us to meet Jesus. What do you seek? Rabbi, where are you staying? Come and see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.